Now entering Nerdist.com.
You made it weird. You made it weird. You made it weird. Oh, yeah. You made it weird. You made it weird.
Yes, you did.
You made it weird. Made it weird. Oh, yeah.
You made it weird with Pete Holmes.
What's happening, weirdos? A wonderful, wonderful, wonderful live episode. Just one of my favorites of all time. I do say that a lot. I want you to know that I know that I say that a lot. But I think you'll hear this and know that this was just an incredibly fun time with some of my favorite guests, some of whom, a lot of whom have been on the show before, and some of whom are new to the show, and just a wonderful blend that we had in Montreal. Thanks to all the weirdos that came out to the stand-up shows and the live taping. It was just an incredible run for the Just for Laughs Festival that I was very excited to be a part of. Here are the shows coming up. We got Houston, Texas, and Dallas, Texas. That's the only two dates. That's August 9th and 10th. That's at Fitzgerald's in Houston and the Texas Theater in Dallas. So please come out to that. We are about to start the TV show, so that's the last of the out-of-state touring that I'll be doing. But on August 27th, I'm going to be doing the final Pete Holmes Living at Largo. For tickets to that, it's largo-la.com. That's it. Wow. Shortest intro ever. The sponsor is Amazon. You know this by now. If you want to support the show and you're going to buy something on Amazon anyway, just go to Nerdist.com, go to this podcast, go to this episode, click on the banner, and then shop through that sub-site like you normally would, and a portion of the proceeds will go to support this show in all its weirdness. In the meantime, please enjoy the always free, always delightful live episode, live from Montreal. Thanks, everybody.
I'm just behind you, but don't look behind you. I'm not fucking with you. Don't look behind you. This is the least professional show I've ever done in my life. I actually have a recurring, don't look behind you. Fuck you. Fucking stop. I'm just joking. You can do it. No, actually, don't look behind you. Because my recurring nightmare is doing stand-up behind the audience. And I also love that they said don't record the show, which we are recording for free. So this is a free show. Now I'm just merging up. This is the word. I feel like Sinatra, like, I get no kick from champagne. And everyone applauds. I'm here. Now you can applaud. Hello, everybody. Hi, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That guy's trying to signal someone over there. He needs help. Who are you trying to signal, sir? No, I... Do you not listen to the show? I'm a friendly fella. I'm not going to be like, this piece of shit's looking for somebody. Get him! Like, I don't know why I would be that way. I can't believe you're here. I'm so glad you're here because it's 4:30 p.m. For those of you who just came to be told what the time is, like somebody's like, got it. Did somebody have that bit, if you were time traveling, you should just go to a comedy show and be like, it's 2012, you know what I mean? Like, you can't have the Bluetooth on a date. And he's like, got it, you know what I mean? Did I just riff that or steal that? We'll find out when the show airs. Are you pensive or are you having an okay time? You look a little pensive. You're thoughtful? The nicest heckler. You're thoughtful. You seem like a caring person. I like your empathy. There's like an online debate as to whether or not I have empathy. Do you ever read the comments? It's weird. It's weird. It's like weird, really weird to have strangers be like, he's not a sociopath. And he's like, yes, he is. He didn't respond well enough to that story of loss. I'm like, you can't see my tears. Hey, fellows. Oh, that's an awesome shirt. Thanks for wearing it. Sounds like I'm fucking with him. I really do like that shirt. I've never seen it before. And it is a shirt for the podcast. And I thought that was too, but it's a Los Pollos Hermanos. How excited are you? Is it 17 days? You are terrifying. That is so off-putting. Just a countdown to what we hope is the premiere. It's a bomb joke. I'm going to need you to laugh at everything. Don't fucking make me phone this in. I will go distant. My eyes will glaze over and you'll be like, he wasn't really there. Well, thank you for being here. This is the second time we've done it here in Montreal. And that's exciting. And we have a lot of guests, so we should just start. Is there any questions? There are never questions, which is fine. Pensive? How does my heart seem? Open or closed? A cow heart? So I have that weird valve on the top. I studied cow hearts, and they have some sort of valve on the top that isn't on a pig heart. And then I got to biology. It's a weird feeling when you go into a biology classroom and there's pig hearts everywhere. And your first feeling isn't like, what the fuck are all these pig hearts doing here? You go, oh, I don't know what that valve is called. And then you fail. It smells like formaldehyde. Is that how you say that? What's your name, Pensive? John? Donnie Drapes. Okay, well, let's play the theme song, and then we can applaud as if I'm not here, even though I am. Yay! Oh, yeah, play it. Play it loud.
You made it weird with Pete Holmes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very kindly. Merci. A lot of French here? French speaking, I mean? Okay, I think you're outnumbered. So fuck the French speak. I'm joking around. And then I just take a slow, slow nap. Like, I don't even fall asleep quickly. You can tell I'm not tired. I'm really trying to fall asleep. And that's the show. I always think it's weird that it takes so much effort coming from the States here because it seems so casual. It's so close to Boston. It's so close to other parts that I can't think of because I'm not spatially intelligent. I liken it to getting carded on the way to your attic. You know what I mean? Just let me in my fucking attic. It's not that different here. But it's fun to be here. That's a little riff about getting carded on the way here with my passport. I call that getting carded. I do like that there's like a beatnik section that couldn't get seats that are just kind of fucking protesting something. Fuck Monsanto! And I don't know if you know this, but this show is brought to you by Gamefly. Yeah! Yeah, okay. I wrote these about 15 minutes ago in your beautiful Canadian sun, so I hope they're okay. I'm not sure if you're aware, it sounds like you are, but they do have which of the games? I had no idea we could do call and responses. That was fantastic. And we're so close to being a cult. I can feel it in my dick. I can't wait to induct everybody. That sounded so weird, I was off-put. They have all the games. Pong, that's a real game. They have the lesser-known prequel to Pong. I don't know if you know that it's out. It's called Ping. Come on, everybody. That's the first Gamefly game. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. The prequel to Pong is Ping. This one's worse. There's a new Lego. There's a new Lego game where you just make breakfast. It's called Lego My Ego. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much. I wrote these 5 minutes ago in haste with my friend Oren. Realistic Mario Brothers. That's just a new Mario Brothers game. It's exactly the same, but you can't play as Luigi because there's nothing in it for him. Why is he going after the princess? Is he going to fuck her? Is that the deal? If he gets there first, he's like, I'll help you, Mario, but I get there first. You know what Luigi like. That voice is offensive to most people. Realistic Legend of Zelda, it's the same game, but it's called The Legend of Link, because let's be honest, it's his fucking legend. What did Zelda do? That's a thinker. Tekken 4, Sexual Tension. It's a new Tekken game where the characters just stop wrestling and just get into it. It's called Fuckin'. Okay, all right, that's fine. Lego Teen Wolf. Lego Teen Wolf Montreal Edition called Poutine Wolf. There you go. It's the same game, but you're lethargic from eating gravy fries for some reason. Final Fantasy IX, Final Fantasy X, Final Fantasy XI, which is just called Final Fantasy XI. Trust us, there's going to be a shit ton more fantasies. Yeah, I enjoyed that one. Dead Space, from the makers of Dead Space, there's a new game where you explore an abandoned area looking for ghosts and any remaining people. It's called MySpace. Yeah, okay. That's the last one. You can clap at that. Your instincts were right if you thought I was saving some real heavy hitter for the end. I was so happy that this fellow was here. He wasn't scheduled to be here, but I just enjoy him so much. I asked him if he would be the co-host. And he just did the live podcast, and we've been yelling backstage, and I've been dying with laughter. So please welcome Johnny Pemberton, everybody. Johnny Pemberton! No, come here. Come here. Johnny Pemberton, you have to come to the live shows to know why this is funny. You are nimble.
We're working here.
You're.
I have poop in my pants.
The only reason I wanted you so. I mean, you're the one of the funniest guys I know, hands down. That's for certain. But backstage, who listened to the Johnny Pemberton episode already?
Good.
For those of you who didn't, I'm going to bring you up to speed with a bit that Johnny and I have been doing since the podcast that I hope you've been doing since the podcast, which is, you tell it, you saw some fellas.
Can we tell the whole story?
It's a quick story.
It's a quick story. So I lived in Tallahassee, Florida.
It's almost over. You made it sound like it's so long. You just saw some people.
I called my landlord on Martin Luther King Day. I was like...
Now I just want you to elongate the story. You're like, area code 782.
I called him 646-298-424, and that's not a number. And I said, Happy Martin Luther King Day. And he goes, oh, we're working here. Because he does not like black people.
All I know it's a little racially tense right now, but all we've been doing backstage is going, oh!
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 Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! We're working here. Oh.
Any time you're not quite having the day you want to have, just go, oh, we're working here.
Oh, we? Are we here? We are working.
We're working.
We are working. We're working.
Is it work? I just sounded like Chappelle. Can't get into a job. Yep, we're working here. Yep. We're doing it. That's why you're here.
Just for working.
Well, I mean, and to be a delight and one of the best people ever.
Great, I'll do that.
How did you feel when I lifted you in the air?
It felt good. I've pretty much had that happen most of my life with people like you, so I pretty much...
Why are you saying that like I'm a bully? You totally
initiated
that.
No, not at all.
That was consensual.
That was totally consensual. When I say people like you, I mean people who are a different size than me.
I understand.
Who can manipulate people
Ogres.
Of my size. Yeah.
You think I'm going to make your bones into a fine powder later?
Yeah, you're
gonna, be like, this will keep the ogre warts at bay.
You're going to roast me whole on like a spruce nib. Or not a nib, like a spruce tree. A nib is the tip. Spruce nibs.
Do you ever play the game, who would you eat first? Like if you were in some sort of situation, like between you and me,
right?
Even if you were dying a natural death, I would kill myself so you could eat me because I feel like I would be a tastier guy.
I think you would be. I think I'm probably sterile and tasteless. I think I probably taste like some sort of like a Monsanto cow.
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah.
I feel like you might be like a...
What was that? Why was there a groan from that?
I think for Monsanto.
Oh, okay. They
we talked a lot about the bees.
We
in
did,
Monsanto.
Yeah. Now we've got a lot of crazy people tweeting at us being like, check out this article.
That's true.
Who knows? They do. I do. You do?
That. What if human beings do taste delicious? Have you ever considered that?
Yeah.
What are you doing today?
Well, I...
that guy?
You got it.
That guy got it.
You got it. Online, on
don't
board.
Worry about this crowd. If there's ever a lull, they'll be like, I got this. With a helpful heckle or a guy being like, we're working here!
Oh! 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 We are working here. We're still working here. We're trying to cook somebody up. Ooh, it's skin so tough, too old. Give me a baby.
Oh, my God.
Well, you should cook a baby, right?
They ate a baby in the book The Road. And yes,
right,
I'm bringing
did,
up
yeah.
to illustrate that I've read a book.
Totally.
I have read a book. You ever try and weave that into a conversation?
Every day.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
Especially when it's just The Road.
Right.
Like, oh, man, it's quiet. Almost like a post-apocalyptic future. You ever read The Road?
Yeah.
Or if someone brings up eating a baby, which I'm grateful you did.
Or you can make a bookmark like, this bookmark's great, but it's hard to use on a book like The Road, in which the way it was written, there's no real chapter differentials. So.
You know, having finished The Road, I don't know, do you put the bookmark at the end to be like a trophy for
right.
yourself? Like, this is where I am in this one. Don't reread it. You're done. We're working today.
We're working today.
Oh, we're working today. Johnny Pemberton, will you stay the whole show?
Okay. There's water here.
Are you afraid?
No. I just want to make sure there's water.
Do you ever feel just generalized anxiety?
Absolutely. I thought a bomb went off earlier today. I think it was just someone clapping.
You're in the wrong profession.
I know.
You do really well. You're going to think it's the post-apocalyptic, yeah. Like the book The Road. Okay, we're having a lot of... That was so fucking laser. I can't believe... You guys should be carrying me like this I carry Johnny. I really like these pants, and they're smart, and I touched you a little too high on the thigh. Not in like a homophobic way, but just like anybody, boy right. or girl, this where I went was too high.
Well, you just actually went higher than the previous place you went. Basically, what you did is you employed like a technique that I think molesters use, where it's like a... It's like, no, it is. It's a thing where you demonstrate what not to do by doing the thing you're not supposed to do. It's like, I would never hurt you, Pete. I would never hit you like this aggressively. No.
And I'd never touch your beautiful
right.
penis.
No. And that would be the part you eat.
The dick?
What? I didn't say that.
Rocky Mountain oysters? Those are balls. People yeah. eat balls.
I think they're sheep. They're sheep balls, right?
I could talk to you forever. We have to bring other guests okay. up. I mean, I really could. I was
Funny Farm, Chevy Chase.
Yeah. He eats so many of them. What about 40, a girl 42. Explaining to another girl what a blowjob is the first time? I think that would be terrifying. Being like, you put it in.
Especially if you don't know what it is.
Right. Uh-huh.
What is
what
it?
Happens next?
You start to work.
You make a choice. Oh! Let me check the time because one of our guests has to go early because he's a real piece of shit. No, we're okay. We're okay. We're going to go in the order that I... Well, you know how to say this fella's last name, right? Because it's a little tricky. You just met him.
Which? Oh, yeah.
First one here.
Yeah.
Would you introduce him?
I might get it wrong, though.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, you do
I'm
it.
I'm not here to cause anxiety.
You do it. And I'll cover if... Or I could just do it and it'll be on me. It'll be on me.
You do it, but I'll say it if I feel like you're flailing.
Should I do it now?
Yeah,
so do now.
But start with ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's great.
Please welcome to the stage of the podcast, Bert Kreischer.
You got it.
Woo!
You got it perfect.
Bert Kreischer.
You got it perfect. You got it perfect.
Pete is picking Bert up, knocking his sunglasses out.
Considerably heavier. Much heavier. You are a girth man.
Oh, you were that strong.
You are stout.
I love how Johnny talks about getting molested in his youth, and no one realized that he's the only one that knows how molesters work. He's like, you're using a tactic that a lot of molesters use. The massive majority of us have not been molested.
Like, well, that's how I do it? I know how not to be.
You know, it doesn't have to be just in the world of molesting. It could be putting the moves on a consensual partner.
I met Gary Coleman before he passed.
Yeah, it would be weird if you met him now. We're having so much fun. It's good to see you. Don't you just want to take a sauna with this man? I do. Every day.
I would love to see how big your dick is.
Oh, my God.
I would definitely give a look. Oh, don't look weird like you don't fucking look. We look. That's
well,
what we do.
Well, Bert, can I ask you
yes,
something?
Please.
Do you have guesses as to what the dick of each of your male friends looks like? I have a very strong guess on what your dick looks like. So much so that if I saw it and it wasn't, I'm not going to describe it,
the
but
answer.
If it wasn't what I was picturing, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Wait, you tell me and I'll tell you. I bet yours
oh,
is,
no.
I've never thought
let's
about
go,
this.
Let's go around the room. Oh, I can't wait till Dion gets here. I bet it's... I bet yours is longer than it is wide.
That's fucking correct.
Oh.
And I pictured yours being a little bit more of a chode-ish dick.
No.
Not a chode, but just a little bit more of a girthy penis.
It's gotten girthier.
It's got a good girth. It's getting girthier,
yeah,
like a man's hands over time.
One
day you just look at your hand and you're like, I'm my father! I shook my dad's hands and I was like, this used to be like Willow shaking Mad Mardigan's hands. That was so laser. And now
wow.
I'm like, I'm the one of you now!
No, mine is oddly skinny at the base and gets bit bulbous.
That's called a ding-a-ling.
It's called a ding-a-ling.
Yeah. Because it's like, ding-dong! You know?
Is it called a ding-a-ling?
It is now. Yeah.
Fuck yes.
A lot of people listen to the show. Yeah. That's a ding-a-ling
or
now.
Awesome.
A ding-dong.
Yeah.
So it kind of fools you. It starts off being like, I don't know what's happening. And then it goes,
it
hey.
Just, like, hey. Like Fred Flintstone. Like, hey.
Yeah, yeah. Like a water balloon.
Yeah.
There's a place where you could tie your dick off.
It looks, it looks better Ooh. Now that I've lost weight. I lost 40 pounds and I fit my Ooh. Dick now.
Oh, you fit your dick.
Yeah, it looked, before it looked like I outgrew my dick, like it. Yeah. Like a squatter in the middle of a bustling city, like, hell no, we won't go.
Like those guys over there.
Yeah, yeah, like my dick looked like it was occupying.
You're not doing yourself any favors making everything else bigger if you want your dick to look bigger.
Exactly. It's the number one reason to lose weight. I bet your dick looks perfect on you, Johnny.
It's real sweetie. It's a real sweetheart.
Is it a ding-a-ling or is it more of a...
It's a real ding-a-ling sweetheart horsey boy. It's a real like a young foal in the pasture. Just kick, you know, like doing some kicks and... You know?
And nays and whinnies.
Yeah.
And just joy.
Johnny's dick, I bet, has that new dick smell.
Like a baby powder dick?
Yeah, like real soft, like yeah. Almost like powder from the movie. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It attracts lightning and the bullies pick on it. He throws it in the mud and then
silverware
lightning strikes,
flies like, at it. How come I... Can I ask you something about the movie Powder?
Yeah. There are a few movies that I really connected. Powder's one of those movies that I've... That and The Time Traveler's Wife. Do not get me started. I will cry. If I tell you the story of The Time Traveler's Wife...
I want you to tell me then.
I will cry.
Hold on. Let me ask you about Powder. Sure. I've never seen it. Why is it every couple months I go, I should check out that movie Powder?
It's brilliant. It's a great fucking movie.
It is?
Yes.
I thought it was just giving us another way to make fun of pale, bald people.
No. It was during that time that we believed there was something out there, but we really couldn't put our finger in it. John Travolta had
Phenomenon.
One of those movies.
Yeah! I like
there
that movie.
There were a bunch of movies I that like were it. Like... That,
yeah.
that played to that. And Time Traveler's Wife. Let me tell you about this fucking... There's two movies I've cried my balls off at.
Yes.
And it's Miracle... And when in Miracle,
yeah,
when they say when the lights go out, be honest, let's get to the moment. Lights go out. What team do you play for? And he goes, United States of America. I'm like, I guess that with you guys being Canadians, you're like, I guess that doesn't really ring the bell that I thought it would.
Bert, I haven't seen that movie, and you just gave me the chills.
Have you seen Time Traveler's Wife?
No.
Wait till you have children. You're on the road. You're in fucking Des Moines. You're on the corner of a bed naked.
What went wrong?
And all of a sudden he comes out of the woods at the end and she goes, I'm gonna fucking cry, I swear to God. She goes, Mommy, he's here. As a dad, you get so fucking
choked. Oh my God.
Because that's me. I'm that guy. I show up on a Tuesday and they're like, Mommy, he's here. But then I gotta go back on the road to fucking Kansas or some shit. And I get back in my time machine and I wake up naked all the time. Time Traveler's Wife is one of the greatest fucking movies.
Bert is crying.
I'm tearing
he
up.
He is tearing
you
up.
You can
but
see
I
it
love
in my
that.
Long eyelash.
That's great.
That is very, very sweet.
Oh, it's the best fucking
And I don't
movie.
Know anything about that movie, and that just stirred me.
Oh.
What about in Awakenings where Robert De Niro goes, Mama!
After is that the one where he was like kind of special, and then he got unspecial?
Well, we're all special.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I don't remember that. Oh, is that where he was in a coma, and then he could start playing the piano?
Yeah, he was extra special, and then he was just regular special.
Me and my buddy Eddie got a case of beer when we were in college.
I know
and
Eddie.
Took these girls.
I know Eddie.
We took these girls thinking we'd get fucking snuffed a beer in the movie theater, and we're like, this will be great. But we saw Mrs. Holland so pissed. Everyone just was crying. And I tried to figure out.
You tried to pick these girls up, but you were so moved.
We just thought of like a movie's a movie.
There's so much joy here.
Get some girls liquored up and hit on them at Mr. Holland's Opus.
And we got
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
We had no
vaginas drying up and eyes moistening. That's all that happened.
We took bong hits in the car and like me and Eddie and then tried to walk the weed into the movie theater, like holding in our lungs. We were so fucked up that these girls start getting emotional and we're like, ooh, we should maybe pay attention to what we're watching. Yeah, Mr.
Wait,
Holland's
that was
Opus.
Also Mr. Holland's Opus. Was,
oh, no, then there was...
You inhaled the weed in the car and held it?
Yeah, that was the movie. You're from Tallahassee?
Classic.
From Minnesota,
Eddie.
But I lived in Tallahassee.
For what? Did you go to school there?
Florida State.
I went to Florida State.
Yeah.
For like 7 years. I did. I was there in the 90s. I started college when grunge showed up, and grunge was out when I left college. I stayed a fucking movement. I was in a band. You want to hear a funny story?
Yes.
I was in a band. We were fucking... We sucked. But The guitarist was really fucking good. So good, in fact, that I kicked him out of the band, and he was like, fuck you, I'm going to make a band 10 times better than your band. He formed a band called...
Creed! Boom. Mark Tremonti! Mark Tremonti!
Mark Tremonti!
Holy shit!
Mark Tremonti's signature move is this.
Right now he's trying to suck his dick for everyone listening.
That's all he does, is fucking put his foot in the
monitor.
That
is the move he chose?
I have a friend with the same story of Mark Tremonti years later.
Was his name John Dacre?
No, his name is, I can't remember his name, but he hung out with Mark Tremonti, and he wanted to jam with, Mark wanted him to jam with him, and he was like, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
And then Creed was formed.
But does he suck or is he too good?
He was good.
He's a shredder.
I was going to be dead honest with you. I was like real ahead of my time at the time. I was the front man, and I believed we should mash up hip-hop and rock, and they were like, no fucking way. And then Limp Bizkit showed up, and I was like, they fucking stole everything, even the hair loss. I had his hair loss, like everything. Be honest. I do look like Fred Durst.
You do.
I do. I have a Fred Durst vibe to me.
You got a little bit of a Durst in you. I think he's a comedy fan. I've seen him in the audience at the Laugh Factory.
Seriously?
Yeah, the Durst.
He's a director or something. He's from Jacksonville.
Ooh, Jayville.
Do you think he calls his dick the Brat Durst?
I think he calls it the Nookie.
Yeah. That's the worst lyric of all time.
I could never get into, like, I like hip-hop, and I like jamming to hip-hop, but I like my hip-hop like I like... My coffee. I want it dark black. Like, I want fucking alcohol, pussy, and weed. Like, that's the...
Classic Eddie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, Eddie kidnapped these girls one time. This is a true story. This is going to sound... I shouldn't use his real name. Let's say his name's... I've already said it's Eddie, so...
Wait. Let's just say that that's not his real name.
That's... Okay, that's not his real name.
Yeah. It's Edward.
Eduardo, actually. He hablas español.
Okay.
So we get high one day, and we pull up to our fraternity house. I was in ATO. Okay, no
ATO.
One. So so we pull up, and these two girls walk out. They're kind of young. I'm going to sound like a psycho in this at the end of the story. I know that. So
can I just interject and say, I feel like swimming in the same pool that you're in would heal most diseases. I just feel like you're a gentleman.
I'm a good guy.
You're a good guy.
And I worked for this thing called Safe Escort. Do you remember that when you were there?
Yeah.
I used to walk girls across campus. Now, that only plays into a little part of the story. So Eddie and I pull up. These two girls walk out. Eddie rolls his window down, and he goes, hey, you guys want to get high? And these girls are like, yeah. And Eddie looks at me, and he goes, how fucking dumb. Like, we could be fucking serial killers, and they just say, yeah. And I go, yeah, that is kind of crazy, but I know we don't have weed on us. And so I'm like, what is he doing? They get in the back, and he backs up, and he starts driving away, and he starts driving down Tennessee, and they're like, where are you going? And he's like, oh, we got to go get the weed, right? And they're like, oh, this is more than we plan on. Takes a left down by the stadium, right?
Ooh.
Now these girls are getting freaked out. They're a solid mile away from this party, and one goes, hey, can you take us back? And Eddie's like, how about you go fuck yourself? And the one girl goes, I'm scared, and if you don't turn us around now, I'm going to scream, which is a really hilarious statement, because we're in a fucking car. No one's going to fucking hear her. And
it's
Eddie
like outer
pulls
space.
The car over, and I go, Eddie, now you're scaring me. And he says, don't say our fucking names. Now we're going to have to kill him. And I'm like, oh, my God. I swear to God. Wait, it gets better. I start going, I'm Bert Kreischer. I work for Safe Escort. I'm totally safe. He's like, stop saying our fucking names. These girls freak out. We take them.
You were the hothead in the heist.
Yeah. I'm the one they have to kill the day after.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get rid of the car.
Right.
So then we take them across the street to where my girlfriend at the time lived. But she wasn't there. She was out of town. You don't need to know that. But we park in, and Eddie actually lived across the street from where we stopped. And this girl goes, I know the guys that live there. Dudash and McBay. I shouldn't use their real names. And they run into their house, and Eddie and I walk in, because that's where Eddie lived. And they're like, that's the guy! Kick his ass! And they're like, Eddie? So... So we leave. You want to know the crazy thing? These girls fucked Dudash and McBay. Once again, maybe that would work different in Canada, in America. But they fucked him. They almost died, and they just had a one-night stand. Can you believe it?
Wait, they fucked who?
Dudash and McBay. I'm not telling big parts of this story, but I've even lost myself. I should have just ended it with a kidnapping, but...
No, I'm glad it kept going. I really am. I'm glad it just wasn't like, and the light, he turns the dome light off.
You should hear my brain trying to tell that story. Take this out. Put this in. Pull it back. Send it out. Go.
Who's Ashton McKay?
Ashton McKay.
Yeah.
Dudash and McKay.
Oh, Dudash.
Steve Dudash and Chris McBay. I should not be using their real names. I'm fucking, so they fucked those two dudes.
Who are they?
What is that?
They were Eddie's roommates.
But yeah. Oh, they're just guys. They're just guys.
Yeah, Eddie was a psycho.
That's just like a footnote at the end of the story. He's like, hey, I really scared and traumatized these girls. They'll never be the same. Then they fucked his roommates.
Yes, thank you. That's what I meant for it to end like. Thank you.
Wait, will you stay?
I'm not going anywhere.
You're
going
to stay.
I'm here.
I'll tell you who the next guy is and you'll ring him out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've dropped this man's name a million times when I was in Australia, and I just met him for the first time today, Arj Barker!
Arj Barker! Would you move down one chair?
Yep.
Hey, man.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, free runs. Wearing those Nike free runs.
Yeah.
I love that.
They're
love that
dirty,
for you.
But yeah, thanks.
They're super light.
They're very light.
Yeah, that's the thing. The trend with shoes is less and less sole. It's getting more barefoot. Pretty soon they'll just sell you a piece of cloth to go over the top of your foot, you know?
Bring us back to basics.
Yeah.
There's a book about those shoes. I brought it up.
I bet it's riveting.
It's The Road.
Oh, okay.
He mentioned Australia, Arj. First, I always call you Arjibald. I just saw you in Australia.
Yeah, in Melbourne. Yeah,
which is amazing. You're such a super duper funny comedian, but like you really broke in Australia in this huge way.
Yeah, it's weird. Like the audience sort of caught on to me there a lot more than my own country.
Yeah,
which is sort of one of those things. Like I was like, well, fuck it. If you can't beat it, join them.
Right.
And so I've spent more time over there.
Yeah,
but I haven't given up on North America. I'm glad to be here. I like you guys.
You're just taking over the world one country at a time.
But, you know, I just say go where the love is. So that's what I did. So and it's weird. So
hey,
when people say, well, do you live in L.A. or New York? I go, no, I live in fucking Byron Bay.
Yeah.
And no, I'm like, where's that? Southern Hemisphere, man. And it's fun, but I also still travel and work a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Australia is my base.
But when people say, what's it called? What bay? Something bay?
Byron.
Byron Bay.
Byron Bay.
I don't live in there, but I live near there. It's beautiful. By the way, anyone been? Paradise. Really nice.
Yeah, there you go. But the answer when people say, where is that? You say, that's where the love is, because that's where you got all your Arjibald love.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got good friends there, and the career's going well, so yeah, I spent time there.
What was exciting being with you there? You sold out that theater like a billion times, and it was wild walking around with you. People love you. People love you here, but people really, really love you over there. And don't you, like, live in, like a surfing community? I like to picture... I actually don't want you to refute this. I picture you blazing weed... and surfing all the time and killing that shark from the island.
That's an impression I've had a hard time shaking since I was one of the co-founders of the Marijuana Logs.
Yes.
But that was a long time ago. And I want to say this. The rumors that I still smoke a lot of pot are actually entirely unfounded, as are my car keys and my cell phone. Anyone sees those? I think I might have had them at the bar last night. I don't know.
So you're still, I always sound like a narc when I talk about drugs, but you're still blazing it?
No, not...
Blazing it? You smoke doobies?
Wait, what are you talking about blazing Kron? Or like nugs or what? What do you mean?
I think I meant the Kron.
Like nugs.
The Kron.
I'll be honest. I want to smoke pot.
Yeah.
I'm fucking trying to get back into it for years now. I took a break, and I went back. It was never the same. It does get stronger.
Yeah.
You know, like the strains, it gets stronger each time. And it just fucking knocks me sideways now. So the only time I smoke is when it's a bad time. And like I've been drinking, I'm like, fuck yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Weed. You know, and it's just a bad idea. And it makes me so like completely retarded that it's... I mean, I can't believe I'm admitting this, but last time I smoked pot was in Adelaide. Festival, I was drinking, having a good time. And my friend pulled out this box. You want to smoke a joint? Yeah. I go, fuck yeah, man.
Yeah, blunt.
Adelaide's a big weed town. So I took a few hits.
Hits from the blunt.
And then it just hit me.
Smoking weed.
And then I... Hey. I'm working here. I don't know if you guys are mocking me or what. But anyway, I started walking home, and I was really faded. And
yeah, I get that.
This is why I don't smoke pot. Suddenly, I couldn't remember what fucking city I was in. And I didn't know where. And I was on the street. And I was like, I just couldn't get my head together. And I thought, how embarrassing is that? If like,
all I can think is, I want that weed. Yeah, can you imagine being in like fucking Des Moines, being like, where the fuck am I?
Yeah, sometimes you want to forget. That's true on the road. But It's just not a good scene.
No, that's terrifying. It's like waking up in a hotel. Sometimes you don't know where you are.
It can be disorientating. Yeah. I just gotten there, you know, the jet lag and that. But that only goes so far as an excuse. I just don't think marijuana works for me that well anymore.
Hey, man, I'm way in that camp. I wish I could do it, but I can't do it.
And also, the NSA is probably listening to this, so smoking. You want to be real careful what I say.
So
I
well,
think that they blew a chance to make up with the... I mean, they were listening to the Canadians, too, I'm sure. I mean, you're not that far away. And I think they could have made up, because everyone's really mad. You know, like, fucking NSA, fucking government. They should cut a deal like, all right, we did that. We eavesdropped everything. We recorded every phone call, every email.
Right.
But to make up to the American people, they should give us access to our own phone calls from our whole life.
That would be amazing.
Imagine that. You're having an argument. It's like, you said you'd be here at 9. No, I didn't. I said I'd be here at 8:30. Let's go to the NSA.
I would like to hear those phone calls that I was making in the 80s to girls like Julie Smith and asking them out with a script. When it was like, hey, like if mom answers, hey, Mrs. Smith, it's Peter. I go to school with your daughter.
Yeah,
pause.
I would fucking pay, I would pay money to listen to those.
Yeah.
Just where you had your feet up on the wall laying down talking to a chick.
Yeah.
That sounded
really
homosexual.
Yeah.
But I'm literally like, hey.
And my voice was so high, it sounded like a little girl asking out another little girl.
Would you ever change the music when a girl called so you'd have good music in the background?
Dude, I change the music when I pay a toll. Your hat says Titleist, which looks like atheist. Okay. Are you an atheist or do you love golf?
That's
amazing,
a great
amazing fucking segue.
That segue was so amazing, we just fell off a cliff.
That
and
was a circus-like segue.
Yeah. Cirque de la segue. Hey, little French. Tu as un bon coup? Okay, here we go.
Encore.
How do you say, oh, we're working today in French?
Je suis travaillé ici. No, je suis travaillé aujourd'hui.
I definitely
Wait,
didn't
really
think...
Speak French?
No, no. Nous sommes...
Is he making this up?
I don't think...
Nous travaillons ici aujourd'hui.
That's good. I don't speak French, but I love how everything is... You know, you kind of understand what's going on. I don't get the stores here. I mean, I go in there, I want to go shopping. It's like a big sign, sold.
Pas de problème.
Okay, fuck. I guess I'll try another store. You know, it's unbelievable.
I went to the grocery store, and they had beef. And then they had eggs.
It just
eggs.
Makes you think of Back to the Future.
What's that?
Makes you they should have a steak restaurant called Biff to the Future. That we could eat there.
I don't know why we're not all freaking out right now. That is so funny.
That's stupid.
Can I tell you, when we did, what festival was it that you and I did? I think it was Bonnaroo or Bumbershoot.
Yeah,
and you used to really give me a hard time. I'm very gullible, and you would wind me up. Oh, yeah, do you remember this?
Yeah. You could tell the story better, probably.
No, I bet you remember what you said. We were in the van. Arge kept making me think that I was, like, he had already been invited.
Well, first of all, I think you could preempt the story by saying comics are often insecure that the other comics are getting better treatment or that they're getting a better hotel.
That's
or that
true.
They're getting paid more. And it's a lot of times true because there's a lot of discrepancies. And so I think that plays into this.
Yes. And it was my first festival, and you had done it several times. And I remember we were in the van, and you looked at me and you said, did you get your See You Next Year gift basket? I mean, that I totally believed it. I was like, is it fruit? I love fruit! But seriously, is there a God?
I don't mind you asking.
If you do mind me asking, we don't have to talk about it.
I'm essentially agnostic, but I lean towards belief that there's things that we can't really see.
Yes.
So I don't know if you call it God or whatever, but I think maybe there's a deeper thing happening.
Playing a part in an overall.
But I don't know. I don't have any evidence or anything, but I'm really interested in that. I read a lot about near-death experiences and stuff, and I'm interested in that thing because... Yeah, it's hilarious.
No, they're laughing because it's so up my alley. We're getting mugged
like
right now.
Too, you know, actually, I'm also interested in the book I'm reading right now is called, maybe you guys are reading it too, Triangular Shaped UFOs, An Estimate of the Situation. Anybody?
Phoenix Lights, right?
Oh, my God.
Phoenix Lights was probably a triangular.
Yeah.
They've been spotted for around 200 years. There's cases going back. Same descriptions. I mean, you know, I'm really interested in that subject.
Well, we have friends that's come up on the show. We have comedian friends that saw those Dorito ships.
Really?
Yeah, they call them the Dorito chips because they're orange triangles.
You know witnesses from that?
Yeah, I know witnesses.
Way to brand the
aliens. What would you guys rather? Would you rather have a near-death experience tomorrow and die at 65 or no near-death experience and live to 90?
65.
What do you mean? Was the near-death experience?
Like you die and then you come back and you either see something or you don't.
So you have the answer.
You have an answer. You get an answer tomorrow.
Wow.
But you die at 65 with that answer.
Oh, my God.
Or no answer and live to 90.
What are we, blazing blunts up here? That is some crazy shit. I'm with Pembies. I think I'll take 65 and a little taste.
A little
taste. I want to see that crystal escalator, man. Let's fucking go.
I'm going to wait because I'm going to find out anyway. So I might as well just live as long as I can.
90.
Hedge my bets.
Yeah, but you got a sucky funeral at 90.
Because people aren't that upset, right?
Yeah, yeah, everyone's
well, he had a great life. Let's go get a fucking hamburger.
Like ukulele music there.
What? Yeah,
I'm just worried about the ukulele music being played at my funeral.
But
Blind Melon, baby.
That'd be okay.
They're playing Blind Melon the whole fucking first album at my funeral. That's right. Changes. Fucking. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, fucking great song.
I don't know it.
Oh, well. Go ahead, you guys
you
keep
cue
talking.
It up. Dead over when you die, do you think it's over?
Oh, that's a big question.
Yeah.
But, you know, I read these books about, and there's a few books written by doctors and or scientists.
Did you read Proof of Heaven? Pretty bad book.
I started reading it, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But it's interesting.
He's a little arrogant about his near-death experiences.
Yeah.
I probably am the most qualified near-death experience.
Yeah. I go to conferences and I blow them all away.
But it's interesting, yeah. But for those guys that, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bert Kreischer was a good man. He left behind two young daughters and a wife, a bull mastiff, a rescue dog, and a cat. It's good to see so many friendly faces here at the funeral. Pete, you knew him well.
I did. Can I sing fake lyrics? I love it. Well, so you think maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't have any answers, but I find it interesting to ponder those things. But you know, there's cases where, like, the people die and then, like, they're dead and then they're in the room and they remember things
right.
that they couldn't remember cause when they were in an operation.
Right. It really broke my heart to hear about the surgeon that put a note on top of the light
fixture.
That
was a whole study they did.
Yeah. And no one read it, though.
No results. They did it at a bunch of emergency rooms.
Nobody came back and was like, why does it say eat a dick on top of your lives? Yeah, let's clap for Arj Barker. I want you to stay.
Yeah.
But I think you have to. Let's look at the. What time is it, Bert?
It's
5:22. Do you want to stay for a couple minutes?
Well, maybe I'll go around the side there.
Yeah, and then you can roll
your next
out.
Guest over here.
Yeah,
and then I'll leave when I gotta leave.
Do you want to plug anything before you go? Because we'd do that at the end.
Not really. No, I mean I'm touring around here and there, but not really in Canada. Are you guys mostly Canadians? I'm working in Canada probably next January, but Western, more BC and stuff. You could head to the snow ever. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Okay, Timmy
You're
Hortons.
You're shaking your head,
right.
No.
Well, I love you, man. Thanks for doing the show.
Nice to see
move
you.
On down. Arj Barker, everybody. Arj Barker. Arj, would you bring up the next guy? Yeah, there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Pete Holmes Podcast. Nick Turner.
Yeah. Oh, don't do it, Pete. Don't do it.
It felt right. It felt good and whole.
I'm embarrassed.
Never be. Never apologize.
Too late. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Excuse me. Hey. How's it going, everybody? I'm there.
Look at that stance. That's a good stance.
No God. Also, I have a girlfriend who's not a comedian, but she's kind of in the industry. The career's been going good.
You're just hitting all the
time. I'm on a... Can you please... We just started. I'm on a show that Pete used to be on. That he said on this podcast, it's a lot easier to get on now. All right.
I did?
Yep. Max Silvestri. Check it, weirdos.
Why would I ever say that? That is the worst thing I've ever said.
You didn't say it in those many words, but you said that it's easier to get on now.
I don't even feel that way.
Well, Pete, I've been harboring some feelings.
Well, we do have a bad... You and I are friends, and we love each other.
Well, it's the best friends.
To be fair, this show's pretty easy to get on, too.
That was a sharpshooter in a cornfield, but you have a silencer. It was so quiet, we didn't even hear the shot.
Yeah, right through my neck.
I was just walking by. I was like, I got that shit.
Johnny literally was.
I followed Nick down here in the elevator, and I was just like,
Johnny's only here because he was delivering me weed.
Yep. So glad we just said that out loud.
Not that he's he doesn't have a business in Montreal.
Right.
Just a fucking courier.
Obviously, he's the biggest on the West Coast.
Hey, let's go to a late night show tonight, Johnny.
Let's go to
a 12 o'clock show, and we'll go to your room first, and then we'll go there.
What for?
Is this how drug people talk?
Yeah, Pete. Yeah.
I'm clean. I'm a clean guy.
I'll knock
totally
and
sober.
Scratch.
See if your friend Mary Jane is in your.
You talking about nugs?
Yeah.
You talking about like weed stuff?
See if we can light some marijuana in a pipe.
No. Nope.
Burn it.
So am I going to be coming up later? Or is this my only shot?
Nikki T, you're doing great.
No, of course, let's get into it. Let's just forget everyone's
here. Well, what I was saying is we're friends, but I do have a tendency.
I mean, sure. We are. We've known each other a long time.
Okay, you want to break it down? We've never had a seated meal together.
I don't think, not even with like three people in between us.
Nope. We've never gone to a movie.
No.
We've never.
That's like a really intimate thing.
I see you at shows and I think you're very funny.
Yes, that's very nice. You don't watch me, but you think that when we hang out and you call me Jon Favreau. And then you and your entourage get in your limo that we've somehow hung out.
This is what I'm talking about. I'm open to the fact that maybe I'm a piece of shit. And maybe I am, because every time you tell me a story of something I've said to you, it's horrible.
Well, there's no back and forth. It's like, and then I get it. Look, I'm the same way. I don't need to have a conversation with every one of you. Just like a couple of fun beards, and then I got to get out of here.
I don't know what that means.
You get like a big reaction in 5 seconds. That's what you want. You say the Jon Favreau and you nailed it. and then you get out of there. And then next 50 times I see you, it's a different. It's always different. You have a memory of what Favreau movie you yelled at me. And then the next time it's Zandig or whatever directed.
I'll go, I loved Iron Man 3.
That's all I'll say. The previous time, he knows he already did 2.
I know you didn't direct
it. Thank God he had another one.
Yeah, but it was great.
Because Nick's here.
Yeah. But then I gave you a backhanded compliment.
You gave me the best. Bridgetown.
I have a tendency
2011.
To do this. Yes.
The only good moment of that festival for me.
Let's focus on the good core of what I said. The kindness of
this is what Pete Holmes says. He says to me, the guy.
I know.
He says, hey, I heard you got funny.
Oh.
You know what? There's keeping it real and then there's keeping it real. There's comedians that when you start out with them, you see them being pretty funny. And then something happens. And this is one of the greatest compliments. It goes out on the wire. Like, do-do-do-do-do-do. Everyone gets
word.
But there was,
at the time, to your credit, there was a lot of buzz.
And then a comedian breaks. That's what we're all hoping
for. How do you know when the wire thing gets sent out?
Pete lets you know.
That's how you know, because of honest, dumb shits like me.
But
you did get funny. You crossed a threshold.
Yeah. It's been good.
Do you know
a good ride.
When that was in your growth, like year-wise?
Yeah.
Because you know what I'm talking about.
No, I know.
You went from killing to killing.
I went, it's a consistency thing, sure, But now it's 100% and I finally hit it. You guys should really come check out some of my shows.
Yes. Midnight. And your Vine. Midnight. I love your Vine.
Thank you.
Do you follow me on Vine?
Come on, man. When I get a new app, I see what Pete's doing on it. And then I kind of take, those are my notes that I use, my cribs. But what were we talking about?
What year you think you?
I think it was about 5 years in, and I remember this. I had a stretch of.
I thought you were about to say I had a stroke. I started getting really funny.
I thought it was Stretch Limo took me to the show. The confidence that that gave me helped me kill. Did you see what I pulled up in?
I put all my change together, and I got a limo. And I was like, this is my one shot. And it was a kill. And no, but I had a month of shows where I didn't have any bad elements.
Yes.
At the show. Like, there was nothing, like, out of my control. I just couldn't do it. I just had, like, great shows.
Yes.
And then I killed it everything for a month. And it was like, every show, there's not one bad show. Yeah. But I just had a lucky stretch. And then I got, like, this new confidence. And now, you know, I'm a Variety's top 11. It's just this close. That was the last one.
Are you not on that list?
Can you believe it?
I actually can't. I would have put money on you being on that list.
That's very nice. But no, Jenny Slate,
I like you.
A lot of people don't know her. But she made the list, and she's going to get out there, and it's good.
Oh, I love getting catty. I really do. I really do. It excites me like a ghost story.
No, it's so funny, because that... It's been too long for you, but you know it's Johnny and I's favorite thing to do.
Totally.
Is just to be like, Barry Rothbart. And honestly, that's the one guy who is terrible.
Where is Barry? Is he back there? Where's Barry? Barry, what are you doing?
No, they're at the fucking reception getting knighted.
Barry's on the list.
Yeah, yeah. No, but obviously he's one of my closest friends. You guys know that from my podcast that Barry and I did one of and canned. he was doing a movie and, you know, he can't fit Nick in when Scorsese's calling. And I don't know how this became so much about Barry, but can we cut this out?
I can hear people Googling Barry instead of you.
I only want to cut out the compliments. I want to shit on a bunch of people and I want them to fucking hear it. Can we tag them in the Twitters?
But that's an interesting thing. Montreal is a difficult place when you see everybody else's success. It was always, I think this might be the first year that I've been a little bit more comfortable here. Every other year, there is a little bit of a dick measuring thing happening.
But at least you get to be here to see it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Last year, you know.
All those dicks.
I was reading Comics Comic, just pouring through all the posts. And you know, just really wishing ill on people I couldn't even see.
Yeah.
But now I go to the shows and I heckle them. I wear a mustache.
You should just say you're Steve Guttenberg.
I don't know how that could help.
Because that would be like a disguise.
Is Steve Guttenberg here? I know it's a long shot.
Why did Jon Favreau with a mustache tell me to eat a dick?
It's mostly me just heckling Todd Barry. I follow him around, and I wish him well.
What are you doing here with the vest?
No, it sounds like you're implying that I'm not doing shows.
No. I meant like under what umbrella are you? Yes. Are you here in the company?
I did a talk of the fest taping.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you my schedule?
Yeah.
Okay, I did a rehearsal the day before.
Rehearsal?
I also did the Midnight Surprise.
Rehearsal for what? Iron Man 4? I love my own jokes so much. I want to sleep with them. So, no God?
No God? Are you kidding?
Are you?
No, I have no respect for it either.
You know what?
I'm a real piece of shit.
I'm feeling real God today.
I went to church. I went to church every Sunday when I was a kid. My whole family went. My dad converted to Catholicism so he could go to church with us. He was a Baptist.
That's a lateral move.
You know who? Yeah, it's like which one could I care less?
Right.
Then 15 confirmation. I didn't, and I haven't stepped foot in a mess ever since.
What about, like, in your gut?
Nothing.
You don't feel like anything's happening?
No, I hate it so much.
Interesting.
I really do.
What is this emotional tie to it?
I just think it's fucking... I think the Catholic Church is the most evil corporation.
Not anymore. It's gotten a lot better.
Absolutely not. It's just a bunch of rapists that they're like, come on, let's not rape anymore.
You think they're doing it?
Percentage of rapists, like, right, well, and people who cover it up. That's all.
It's 90% covering up the rapes.
Yeah. They rape very few people.
But then they have, you know, their glass palace in Italy made of gold. I don't know why I say glass.
I was picturing Superman's house.
And then they make up miracles for popes to make them saints. And it's like, we have phones now. We would have recorded that if he had fucking done some voodoo. But they just have, like, a group of people that they pay $1 million a year. It's like, figure out these miracles. Prove a miracle. That's a job. You take someone, you're like, that guy's Pope. I'm sorry, he didn't have any miracles. But it's your job to give him some fucking miracle. Prove it's a miracle.
Hey, Nick, you know where the most... done.
What if you just took off into the sky right then?
That's all you had to do.
Yeah.
I call bullshit and then I ascend.
And we just hear Jesus and Usher playing.
Hey! Yeah! But of course, I'm not saying religious people are bad, blah, 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 blah.
No, but you're talking
that
about
Catholic Church. I sure do hate.
You're
it.
Talking about religion and the Catholic Church, and that I'm hip to that.
In
I'm
the
hip.
Most yeah. Catholic place in North America.
But on
is
the
that
same
true?
End, yeah, right.
Montreal.
I think
it's
it is
the most Catholic place in North America.
It is. It used to be. It used to
if
be.
You
I'm
could
not kidding.
Feel them pulling away from you like low tide.
Is this?
Isn't that true? It's true, right? It used to be.
But for
my neck.
For my career, I do want to say I got you.
We've learned a lot. but underneath it all, apart from all the corporation of religion, you don't feel... Let me just put the weirdness to you today, the way that I'm feeling today. Yeah. I feel like all of this is the proof of anything. Like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, we're in the middle of this gigantic solar system that never ends. It's always expanding, all these multiverses and bullshit. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is this?
God.
I'm not saying God, but could that be God? Are we inside of something?
No. God's the name of a dude, and
but
he's not some celestial body that just exists everywhere and is... And it's just nothing. It's just you saying, I don't know. God's not just shit you didn't read about.
But even when you read about it, that doesn't satisfy me. When you go, this is what gravity is or this is what fire is,
yes.
I go like, that still doesn't explain anything to me when you break it down on a carbon level. I love science. I love science porn. I read that stuff. I'm
yes.
into it. I like physics. But at the end of the day, I'm like, I know I'm molecules and I'm a subatomic level and all that sort of stuff and I'm carbon and I'm black matter and I'm empty space and I'm stardust and I get that. But what the fuck is this? I'm talking to you right now. It's insane.
I don't know, but I guarantee you this. Before any of us find out, we'll be dead and gone nowhere. We can speculate. I don't want to speculate because I'll never find out. No one will ever tell me. There are experts in every field that are 100% positive about polar opposite opinions. And who gives a shit? Let's just fucking get high.
What happened?
That's fucking fantastic. I can't wait to... I hope I see you in some cartoonish Looney Tune heaven where I'm at a never-ending soft serve going, you gotta meet Buddha. He freestyles like a motherfucker. Will we clap for Nick Turner, everybody? Clap for the idea of Nick Turner. Will you stay?
Yes.
Will you bring up the last guy?
There's two.
There's two. I don't see
Dion.
No, it's a surprise.
Oh, there's. Bye, Arch.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Arch Burger.
We got two. We got one that you know and the one that you don't. I forgot. I didn't know if they were confirmed. How exciting. So
I know. I know. This is really exciting.
Bring up this next one.
Your next comedian, he spent hours picking out the exact right black shirt to wear today, and he couldn't have got it more wrong. Please welcome Kurt Metzger.
Kurt Metzger.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show.
I thought there would be more people.
No, I think I'll hurt my back. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, man. What are we talking about, dicks?
I have a guess on your dick.
Go ahead. Guess.
Overall, just big. Wait, you told me that. You got a big old hog.
We did it on your other podcast.
When you did the one-on-one, you told me that your girlfriend couldn't handle your huge dick.
I don't remember, but I didn't bring that up, though. It wouldn't just get to that.
And maybe you said that, I'm thinking, off mic, and then you were like, I don't want to say that.
Yeah, I think we were talking in private. Yeah. He's very sinister.
It's on mic now.
Oh!
Well, can I tell you?
We're working here. We're working here, okay?
I apologize.
Working today.
I'm so fascinated by the time traveler's wife now because
yes.
of what Bert said.
Because, oh, so
dude,
good.
I avoided that just because the title,
yeah.
you know? Because, like, not to be mean, but, like, who gives a shit about his wife? Like, you know?
Like, does I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, but, you know?
Like Babe Ruth's sister.
Yeah. That's I watch that. I'm like, all right, so does a time traveler?
There's a. He's just there going, where the fuck is he?
Yeah, you got. You're like, does it?
So Bert, funny,
you're like, does the time traveler do anything? Like, yeah, he fucking fights a dinosaur with a samurai sword. The movie's not about that. It's about his wife. Like, what? Is his wife a time traveler? No. Someone has to watch those kids while he's traveling.
It is the perfect correlation for comedians and their wives, because our wives just sit as we go have fucking fun, and then we show up like, whoa, it was fucking wild. And they're like, are you ever going to stick around?
You have dinosaur vomit on you.
Come back with a fucking pterodactyl head.
Crowds in Tempe are crazy.
Why can't the wife time travel with him?
Because he's born that way.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
Yeah. He's in the...
It is a comedian story.
Fuck that.
Born. She's going to ask how the lake house worked.
Do you want me to...
Dude, do you remember...
Space.
You know what's in a movie like that? Remember Mary Riley? About the assistant to fucking the guy that turns into Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. John Malkovich is Dr. Jekyll. Okay?
I didn't see that movie.
Julia Roberts is Mary Riley, his maid.
She's got right
it's
here.
Her story. The whole John Malkovich is like going through this whole crazy shit in the background.
So you just hear like shaking in a closet?
Yeah,
like,
and you're just watching fucking boring ass Julia Roberts, not even doing her stupid laugh that you paid to see. Just like, ooh.
She's just making like a soft boiled egg and it's all that. The action going on
that.
In the other room.
She's making, preparing eels. Like, you watch this bitch prepare eels.
She's writing her
while
name
John Malkovich transforms it via silhouette.
I love that the name of the movie turns you on the time traveler's yeah. wife. Fuck that bitch. That's the funniest thing.
Yeah, that is a bit.
The funniest thing Kurt has ever done. I'm going to tell a story out of school about Kurt. This is one of my favorite stories ever. Big J and him were living together. You guys were living when you first lived together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You were living in
Astoria.
And he comes into the club, and I was working the door, and he goes, fucking Kurt. I said, what? And he goes, you know he's got a cat, right? And I go, yeah. He goes, well, we're moving out. He fucking let the cat go. I go, what do you mean? You live in the fucking city. Kurt, open the door. He's like, all right, cat, that's get out of here.
You let a cat
that's
go?
So not,
stupid cat, just beat it.
What are you, Duck, letting go of Chauncey?
It's so not, like, let me tell you, Jay told me that you love that story.
I love that story.
He wouldn't, like, that's not at all what happened. He doesn't want to break your heart that's not the story. So he just let you believe that for, like, 10 years.
It's going to make me happy
it's
that
totally
that's
not
the story.
I mean, I don't even want to ruin it for you, but
don't
nothing
ruin it,
like
don't
that.
Don't ruin
yeah.
it. I don't care.
Yeah. No, that's why, yeah.
Wait, can't that just be the myth you believe and I want to know the real thing? Did you let a cat into the wild?
No, we couldn't. We moved and we couldn't bring our cat. So my dad was divorcing my mom at the time. So he lived in a sad, like, fucking bachelor arms apartment, like Milhouse's dad. And, like, it was fucking... So, like,
can I borrow a feeling?
Yes, it was like that. Can I borrow a feeling? And so I go and visit him. And so, like, you know, like, weird, I never really experienced him as, like, a divorced guy, right? Yeah. I was, like, an adult. So he just took up, like, gourmet cooking, you know, like, some weird... So he'd make these, like, elaborate fucking pot roast. He would make... Well, he's a drunk, so he would make, like, and he really drank that. So it was, like, anything you could do in a crock pot, because that's something, like, if you're alcoholic, you could just leave shit in there.
God damn it, that's an insight.
Because you got drunk.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And then, so that all... It was, like, the best thing is you could cook drunk in a crock pot.
That is... You know
or,
the
like,
people...
Like, slow pot roast or
dude,
shit.
Crock pot lends to alcoholism.
Yeah.
You put it in, and then you just open a beer and just watch it.
Yeah,
I would love
alcoholism.
To see the Mad Men where they're, like, trying to, like, open up to that market. Like... Really, blackout drunks love the crock pot.
Yeah.
How do we let them know? Like, crock pot,
yeah.
your
yeah.
kids are fine.
Crock pot, pass out. The house won't catch on fire.
It totally won't.
No, it just gets better.
We won't burn down your house. It just gets better. There's tender beef, not dead dogs.
Crock
everybody
pot.
Relax. No dogs were harmed in that joke.
Tender as the day is long. Crock pot.
Well, yeah, so he would hang out. So I hang out with him.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I met these musicians, you know, that I hang out with. So I'm like, oh, cool. He met some dudes, like probably their old band, you know.
Yes.
Some awful, like, white man blues band or some shit, right? And so he goes, yeah, they're coming over later. So then all these people, so I'm like 20, 20, 21 maybe.
Yeah.
These people come over. They're all fucking my age. He's just hanging out with these dudes, 20-year-olds in a band. Like, my age. and my dad. That's what he's been doing the whole time.
So that's his divorce route. He took up a hobby, and
they loved him. He just cooked shit all day.
Young
got him drunk and cooked shit. They fucking loved my dad.
Was he like wearing like rave clothes and stuff?
I wish it was that good, but no. No, he's wearing the clothes he died in.
It's
oh, he's dead?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me finish the story. No, I'm going to ruin this cat story. I'm going to destroy this cat story.
Did you just open the door and let your dad out?
Yeah.
It's a fucking, oh, my God.
I'm going to destroy this cat story.
You let your dad out.
Dude, you know what? That's not where my cats left from. There was no reason to even get into that, I just realized. They ran away at my mom's house. I forgot. They stayed at my dad's house fine. They adapted to that perfectly. I put them at my mom's house, and my boyhood cat scared them off in the night, and they never came back.
Your boyhood cat, how much about your life can you be honest about, or is there things that you don't talk about?
Like what?
Like, okay, we were talking about religion.
Tell us what you won't talk about.
No.
And then I promise we won't talk.
What do you mean religion?
It was like what you were.
Oh, I was just,
oh, we talked about that.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
Like two podcasts.
Oh, no, yeah, but I didn't listen to it. I listened to the one we did. Pete was great.
No,
but,
I listen to it when I'm blue. I love it. So I've never listened to it.
So wait, you could have cats as the thing you were?
I love Jehovah's Witness questions.
Yeah.
You bury your dead in your backyard, right? That's your religion?
No, you told me because I never heard what one was.
You can't have sugars or...
You couldn't have birthdays. You couldn't do Christmas.
Yeah, that's birth. So what? It's not the same. What did you just ask me I couldn't do? Have cats?
Could you have pets?
Yes. Why would I not have pets?
I don't know.
Do you just associate like pets with birthdays, like fun, like puppies and
Kurt,
cats and shit?
That 5-minute conversation we had 13 years ago about Jehovah's Witnesses is all I fucking know.
You're
like drunk. You were like, couldn't have birthdays, couldn't have Christmases. Oh shit, I got a taxi. I was like, oh, that's all I'm gonna get.
Oh no, you know what? I don't mind none of that. That's like not, you know. I used to want to like, you had to go to meetings like 3 times a week. You have to like. Here's the problem with religions, like. The ones where you have to like do them, like
Judaism.
Yeah, like,
you can't have them running in the
this
background.
This is why Nick is so off about the Catholic Church. Like, first, have you not read about Scientology? First of all, secondly, that's a great religion. You don't have to do that shit. Like, if I could just like break.
What
off
was
he
talking
handle,
about? Having chores. It was mostly just the rape.
Dude, I would gladly fucking break off a handout once a week to be absolved of all my sins. That's a great system.
That's Scientology? You just jerk someone off?
Catholic.
No, under the age of 5 would disagree.
No, I know what you're talking about.
You gotta be Jehovah's Witness then, because that bored him. All right? At least it's not boring, the fucking...
You're looking at the priest molesting boys in the wrong view. You gotta realize that if you plan on going to heaven, they just lowered the bar by 5 feet.
I love how everyone is arguing against me. Disliking raping kids.
So you're giving them a short shrift, Catholics.
No, I get what you're saying. There's something
you
appealing about...
You don't have to do it. They're not, like, you could be in the mafia. Like, ever seen a mob movie? They're nobody's like, you got to leave. You're a murderer.
Right.
They don't give a shit. You could just hang out.
Right.
And my religion, you get kicked out. Like,
right?
If you're not doing it.
Yeah, I always think, like, on The Wire, when Omar's taking his grandma to church and stuff, I always think that's kind of cool. I'm like, these are, like, gangsters and murderers, and they're, like, go and sit in church, kind of like... Erase the cache on your internet browser.
Yeah, it's great.
And get back out there like you were never looking at MILFs all day.
I wish that was a fucking Jehovah's Witness system.
What are you doing with porn? You jerking it a lot?
Yeah,
that's what you do with porn?
This is the God question, right? It's a segue into the God question.
I think we covered God. I know.
Yeah, we covered that pretty good, but it does relate.
You called Jesus a cave Jew, I think.
No, you're talking about the writers of it.
Oh, the writers of the Bible.
Well, the porn thing, I'll tell you what, because that's...
Mulaney called me and was like dying with laughter. He goes, Metzger called him a cave Jew and just hung up.
In fairness, I meant all of them.
Yes, yeah.
But the porn, I'll tell you what, like when he talked about... Oh, Arj left, but you know those near-death experiences?
Yeah,
you read them?
NDE.
That's like, so you watch your... You go with Jesus and watch your whole fucking life.
Or deity of your choosing, yeah.
Right. But you watch your life. Like, that's the big thing, your life review.
Sure.
Which isn't that the shittiest? Like, you just fucking saw that shit. Like, I just watched that, Christ. Like,
I don't know. My memory is so bad. I'd be like, oh, right.
That's a long... Even if you didn't live that long. Let's say you live 3 days. That's too long of a fucking movie.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? So
well, it's got to be on double speed. Like
it's
how,
the highlights, right?
Well, that's the key to it. That's what I realized about with the porn. Like... If you just like, we're gonna have to. Is he gonna fast forward, or are you gonna watch all my jerk offs? Because there's only like 5 minutes left of movie.
I like to think it's like a podcast or an audiobook, and there has to be a two-time feature where you can just speed it up and be like, this is just me jerking it, and I was really being gentle with myself that day.
Yeah, you get that beeline
right.
already. You don't have to.
You don't need that. I'd like to think it's a highlight reel.
No, but God's not going to show you the things you did right. He's going to show you the things you did wrong, so you repent.
Oh, well, you know what? Then I jerked off really good. That's not going to be on the tape.
Yeah, it's going to be like...
What if he only showed you the... He was like, we're going to show you the highlights of your life, and then it's just the times you've jerked off.
Oh, that sounds like a plausible scenario.
Look at you go. He's so impressed with your stamina.
And this one, you were late, but you were like, fuck it. This gets done first.
Oh, watch this.
You were late for work.
Yeah, that was... That's a lot.
You almost gave up on yourself, but you finished it.
Everyone thought you were just sitting in the pool.
He's a great editor. He's such a good editor.
People's vision is being corrected. There's so many lasers on the show. It's amazing.
Well, the bottom line is, if you watch that tape of me and edit out stuff I did with my dick, like, I'm a pretty good person. Like, you just take...
Honestly, I shoot... okay, it's not me, but some... Okay, maybe you're not shot. Maybe you're dying. And you're thinking about the worst things you did. Is it stuff like jerking off? Is that, like, your worst regret?
No.
I was watching...
How would that even be? I remember having that thought when I was religious.
Yes.
Right? Because you were religious.
Me
right?
too. Yeah.
So you make like a deal with God to stop after one more.
Well, I used to. I have a joke. Right? I have a joke about it, but it's true. I used to worry that the rapture would happen.
While you were jerking off?
Ham and sandwich.
No, that's the thing. I have shit like that, and I would promise God, like, this time I'm not doing it.
Of course.
And then I would go, but then did you take it this far? Did you then laugh at God for believing you again? After you just. Like, how did you fall for that shit, God?
Oh, my God.
I'm just
going
to do it again. What are you, a fucking idiot?
You're going to hell.
I like to think those prayers, those deals don't even get to him. It's just like his assistant.
Yeah, that's a spam folder, dude. The masturbation. That just
subject, I swear I won't touch myself again.
Man, that's like
God a... clicks mark as spam.
No,
this
it.
Is a free show. People download this show for free. You're one of the funniest motherfuckers in the world. Yeah. Well, this came up recently that I haven't been jerking it. It's interesting.
Why is that? Are you on medication, probably?
Yeah, I'm in a bad place. Yeah. I just don't think I deserve it.
You're not on antidepressants?
No, this is the longest I've gone ever. I've had.
Deserve's got nothing to do with it. Dude.
Yeah.
Deserve.
How long is it? Tell us.
Are you fucking with me?
28 days.
Why?
Wait, how long?
How do you know? Did we talk about this?
No, just a guess.
It's been this whole month. Yeah, it's been July.
Oh my God!
But was this like month. Did you read like a samurai book or something? Like, what? How did this come about?
It started with
a game of Uno.
The lights dim. Let me tell you the legend.
Why am I said it? The laughing.
Oh, my God. Every time you laugh, a dolphin is born. It's amazing. Is the last guest here?
No, yeah, he's back there.
Oh, I didn't see him. Hey, man.
Who is it?
And then isn't there another person? She bailed? Mm-mm. Amy Schumer bailed? No, I want to out her as bailing. So Amy Schumer thinks she's too good for the show? So what show do you write for, Kurt?
Oh, Inside. It's called Inside Amy Schumer. It sounds like a porn, but it's not. I swear.
See,
to God.
I won't harbor any resentment towards her. Anyway, the point is, I was at a party and we were talking about the idea of not being afraid of your feelings. Like, I felt like I was jerking off a lot because I was uncomfortable with the fact that I was like constantly thinking about sex and stuff. And then after a while, it's like fasting. If you've ever not eaten, around day three, you acclimatize and you're just like, yeah, I'd like to fuck a lot of things, and you're okay with it.
Did you read
like,
I Am Legend?
I'm neutral. I don't want anything. Pete? I'm like, yeah.
Have you read I Am Legend, the actual book, I Am Legend?
No. Why?
That
is he jerking off on those vampires?
Yeah, the movies are all terrible. They've never made it good. It's like the greatest. If they ever made it like the book, it'd be the greatest fucking
movie. Does he jerk off in the book?
Yes. It's all vampires trying
he's
to get him.
There.
They come out every night, right, while he's in his house. And part of the reason, the way they try to lure him out is with pussy. So, like, as he's running, you know, he gets there late and the sun's coming down. Like, vampire women come up with their leg and it says they get in disgusting poses to try to lure him back out. That's
really?
Totally never in the movie. They, like, I just imagine him running to the door like,
yeah. Oh, my God.
And then after a while, like, he just fucking no longer even has a, you know, his dick is dead now from disuse. That's what's happened to him.
See,
I Am Legend was about your...
I don't know. I enjoy it. It makes life a little bit more intense. What were you going to say?
Sex. Are you having it?
Yes.
Oh, well, oh, then that doesn't count. You asshole.
You've got to hold your seat.
Look at this monk over here.
He's working.
You're just trying to save up.
Wow. Oh, today?
No, but it used to be. So you have sex occasionally, and then sometimes, and then the rest of the time, it would be mostly jerking it. Sex comes around every once in a while, but it would be mostly jerking it. Well, and then I Googled it. It was about qi and this Chinese shit, which was like jerking off, you lose qi, fucking you gain qi. That's really what it was about. Because you're with somebody and something is being, you're making love. Love is being made. Jerking it, you're just like a sad man going,
what if I was in the orgy? It's fucking, it's sad. It's sad. As soon as you stop doing it, it stops making
sense.
Those
entire principles are just calibrated for a much different penis than the, you understand?
I like casual racism, so I'm on board. Nobody liked it. I love your bit about Asian porn. It's what
did I already do it on here? Or do you want Benson?
I don't know if you do it again. I don't give a fuck. I've heard it. I want to hear it again.
I don't know it. I want to hear it.
It's not that good.
It's the best bit I think.
What are you
ever
talking about, though? Maybe I'm not. I don't think with.
Oh,
that's not a good bit. Really?
I want to hear it.
Well, it's not. Fucking... Let me tell you, it's not because I'm against penis racism. First of all, it's not a pro. My heart's in the right place. It's just that's crazy because everybody's got a rumor about their dick size, right? I don't know what you what's your deal because you're French. It's like just weird.
French Canadian.
Yeah, you got
like logs up here.
They got you got like a smoked meat on it still. But you've heard a rumor about everybody's dick, right? Like. And by the way, how big are Indian dicks? That's the other part of this.
Anybody?
I've asked that every time, and there's Indians. They never answer.
I know.
We have no data. You have a rumor about everyone's dick in of races, but Indians, no one. We have no data what their dicks are. They can have anything down there.
They're infinite. Keep being reincarnated.
Yeah, they're infinite. The Indian.
Is that what it is?
Kumail's.
I was gonna say a much hackier thing that it's like it could like doll seams stretch to any size.
Exactly.
I was gonna go way worse.
That's great. I feel like you had owned that, we would have loved that.
Put some rings on.
I refuse.
What doctor decides he's gonna do a study on dick sizes?
Probably.
He's gonna tell his colleagues like, "Well, I'm thinking about just measuring dicks."
I think he.
Why would there be data on this?
Yeah, but seriously, what do you want to do? Like work with
feet?
With
your mouth. That's the.
Like if you're gonna pick an area, I might pick dicks.
How about
Well, listen.
Just out of curiosity,
I would just want to clear up the Asian thing because that's the big right that all Asians have small dicks, which is very unfair to me because there's billions of Asian people. Okay, so you're telling me there's not a 1 in a billion chance of like a chosen one of them.
Like Goku? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, not if you watch their porn, obviously. No.
What a great segue for your last guess.
I know.
Oh, wow.
I know. I'll say this. When I was doing the porn and jerking it thing back in my former life, if the guy had a teeny weenie, it would completely take me out of it. Because she's like, oh, my fucking God. I'm like, come on, everybody.
Yes, I saw one shot at a college where these porn stars went to the college and fucked frat boys. And this guy took his pants down. And he had the smallest dick. And all I could think was, someone's got to tell him. Like, he has no idea. And it was ridiculous. Like, you couldn't whip it out. This is a dick you could maybe pull out in front of a nurse.
Yeah.
But not, like, in front of a party. Like, hey!
Yeah. It wasn't whipped out.
It was just a clinical appreciation only of that.
This
dick
was a penis. It wasn't a dick. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That is great.
Yes.
Will you clap for the idea of Kurt Metzger, who's going to stay?
Yeah.
But we just got to bring up the last guy.
All right. Oh, my God. This next fella.
Yeah.
I love this guy. I met him at Bumbershoot. Clap it up right now for Dion Cole, you guys.
Dion Cole! Will you move down one, Kurt? Thanks.
Dion has a show on TBS called Black Box.
What's happening?
Dion!
Is this mic on? No, is it too?
There you are. You're on.
So speaking of dicks.
It's been a dick-heavy show.
Yes.
I apologize. It's an afternoon show, and we've been doing a lot of dick talk.
Yes. And I do know one thing about dicks. When you have a big dick, you tend not to use it as much as you would like.
When you have a big dick, you don't use it as much.
Yeah.
Why is... What? What?
I think I get it. It's like a train. It's hard to start it up, you know? Right?
What?
Shit. What?
I got to be in between that moment. That was amazing.
For those listening, they shared a pound after that. Go on.
You just don't want to start something you can't stop.
Like a train. A you train
kick,
will
You
it
kick
will go.
The tires, you want to take it out for a spin.
Absolutely, there it is. Just don't want to do all of that. You know.
I understand.
And I think you know I got a big dick, too.
Well, I didn't.
Because you didn't try to pick me up.
What the fuck are you? The greatest? You're the coolest? You're the coolest motherfucker. Just I love black. It.
No, I don't have a big dick. I don't.
Is that true?
I'm the only black dude that don't. No.
Yeah, but you're talking by your standards.
No, I'm serious. It's not big. Now, the head is big. Just the head of it.
Yeah, uh-huh. You know, just talking about size is not covering it because there's no such shape.
I got a skinny dick, but the head is big. It's like a fireman helmet.
I got the exact... That's fucking crazy. I got the exact opposite.
Yes.
It's like a toothpaste.
Yes.
The exact opposite proportions of dick.
It's 4:30 in the afternoon.
All head. That's all I got.
You got
head.
All head?
Dude, all head. Like nothing but head. Like no shaft. Shaft is out of there.
Like a crab
just
apple.
Just head.
Do you know what it looks like?
Yes.
It's like my.
It looked like a toe stopper.
No, it's like, let's say, like,
skates.
Our dicks are both firemen, right? And my dick got there late.
Yeah.
Your dick got my helmet.
Yeah.
And I had to take a smaller helmet.
Yeah. My dick looked like a Rockwilder head.
It's all skull.
You all know about Rockwilder dogs?
Are you looking
ghetto at dogs. Of your dick?
Yeah.
Rockwilder dogs.
Rockwilders are ghetto
well, people
dogs.
People will steal a Rockwilder.
You never see a white person with a Rockwilder, you know.
Is it like this kind of a head? What would you say?
Wow.
Wait, let me see.
No, I just saw Colonel
Just the black guy.
That's racist.
That's the only one.
It really is.
What can I
say?
I'll show you a picture of my dick.
It looked like Men in Black.
Are we getting out? Are we getting,
like one of those Men in Black characters?
By the way, do you ever think about how many pictures of your dick like the NSA probably has like right now?
Can you believe that's bad
to text people pictures of your dick? Like people get in trouble for that? I did not know that.
No, I wish I had known that a lot sooner.
No, I am like fucking sincerely about 30 emails into my dick before I realize you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Who told you? Like, how did you find out?
Hey, wait. Tell me if my dick doesn't look a little bit like Kurt Metzger.
it's just a picture of Kurt Metzger.
That is his dick. It is an amazing resemblance. Hold on, Bert. I'm sorry. I'll show you.
Oh, Jesus.
That's exchanging some dick pics in that corner.
They're showing dicks.
It's a grower, dicks. Not a shower.
Is that a dick?
No, it's my dog.
That's a dog.
That's a dog.
Dude, I got it.
We'll have Katie put these on the website.
It looks like my head is, yeah.
Thank God it's a dog.
Oh, shit. I got a great picture of my dick.
Neon Dion. Guys, you got to bring it back to Dion. We got to bring it back to Dion.
What, dicks? What are we doing?
Yeah.
I was just saying, as much as I'd like to see everybody's dick, trying to give you your time, so after the show you don't go like, why the fuck did you have me on that show?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so...
Do you send dick pics?
No.
Not into it?
Nah, I don't. You can't have your dick out there like that.
What if you're not in it?
What if I'm not in it?
Look, I'm with you. I'm in a non-dick pic sending camp, but if you were to do it, you could just do a generic dick.
So already, I got to have pictures of already dicks in my phone and then lie and say those dicks are mine?
I'm saying, but you're going to have to go to like the fifth or sixth page of the Google image search.
I don't want to go like dick shopping. And
but you know what, dude? Like, who would you send it to?
Because chicks,
you really want dick pics, right? Are women into it? Yeah, they don't want those. Only dudes care about those.
I'm seeing a lot of no's.
Does anyone want a dick pic? No one, right?
Wait, Dion just brought up the most genius
Are you
thing
sure? Does anyone?
That I can't believe I haven't thought of. I don't know why I'm sending pictures of my actual dick and not a picture, a screen grab of a bigger one.
You can send pictures of other dicks.
I'm sending my real dick to people. I don't need to. I can just send a big black dick to
somebody.
Hey, oh, my God. If someone doesn't know they're getting it, my friend of ours, I'm not going to say her name, but she has a phone like... her girlfriend gave her an old iPhone because she didn't have a, like her phone broke or something. Okay, and it was like her friend's sister's phone that she didn't use anymore. So some guy her friend's sister dated decides to send a dick pic randomly, but now my friend has this phone. So we're just all hanging out watching a movie, and she gets a text, and it upset, like, this black dick upset her. Like, we didn't even know what it was, but she got, I thought someone died that she knew. Stolen.
Yeah, was her
inner child.
The picture
was unfucking believable. It was a, like a stool, okay? And it was dude's one leg up. Like, he was like this on the stool. It was amazing placement, and he just laid the dick on the, like a, like he had a little captain in him, and he laid the,
like he had a little captain in him.
It was amazing. It was like, I laughed so, she was so disturbed by that. Like, she did not ask for a dick.
Captain Morgan does not want that endorsement. It's like, could you please take us out of that story? It's like, and his dick's got this weird vein in it, and there's some crystal light in the background. It's like, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. Dion, are you seeing a lady? Do you have a lady friend?
Nah, I don't have nobody, man.
What?
Nope.
You don't mean nobody.
You got TV and shit?
I don't. Yeah, I don't.
But you're just asking girls constantly.
No, I just don't, man. I don't really have, like, I can't deal with having a beautiful-ass woman like that. Like, I get stalkish and shit. I be stalking motherfuckers.
Oh, really?
You're jealous?
Yeah, I got to have a woman with, and I hate to say this, but I got to have a woman with low self-esteem.
Well, you're a comic, obviously.
You have to have a woman that doesn't feel too good about herself.
Exactly.
So she can come to the Dion well and get fed.
So, no, yes, so we can both feel horrible about ourselves.
But, Dion, you, come on.
Right.
What? I've been watching a lot of The Wire, so I'm going to say this in a weird way. You come correct.
I come correct?
No more dicks.
Oh, okay, all right.
I understand why you would think, given the tone of the show
so far. Yeah,
you're a good-looking man. You got muscles and shit.
I just can't.
You work out?
What are you guys doing?
Shut up.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Now, what are we talking about?
How good-looking you are. About? Yeah. Come on, look at those guns.
You're
those
beautiful.
Are guns.
You got tattoos. Look,
I can see something moving.
Quit playing.
Come on, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Each one tells a story?
Each one tells
If there was a Mario Brothers game, you start off as you eat a mushroom, you're the Rock.
No, I can't, man. I don't know. I don't have no woman. And I don't know. I can't. The relationship thing, all that. I can't have a... I don't like titles and shit. You know, like, I can't be like, I'm your man, you my woman. Like,
you don't even have to do that. I don't understand the problem.
I just like, if you like me, I like you, and then we do whatever we want to do. And if I like it, then we can do it again. And if I like it, we'll do it again, and we'll keep doing it. But I don't need to be like,
a normal relationship.
Like, you're mine. Yeah. Like, you're mine.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to make nobody
what
mine.
You're saying,
I didn't make you.
This has been... you're, exactly. Nobody belongs to anybody.
Yeah, so you're not mine.
But what you're saying is, if I'm hearing you correctly, if you're fucking somebody and you're enjoying it, and you're going out, not just fucking, but you're fucking, and then you're somewhere else and you want to fuck somebody else, you want to be able to do that.
But if I like fucking this person, I don't want to fuck nobody else. I'm going to keep fucking this person.
So the easiest thing in the world to get is what you want.
But this bitch better not fuck nobody. Right, no, but I don't want,
So you don't want to cheat, and you want them not to cheat?
No, we just don't. We just fuck around with each other until we're tired of it.
So you want to get married to someone?
Oh, my God!
What?
Lasers.
What's this weird thing you're talking about?
Yeah, that is pretty standard. But you don't like labels. But
I don't like labels. I just don't like being like, you're mine and I'm yours.
But you're still kind of acting like you have labels. Like, I thought you were doing
that. No, it's like I like Snickers.
Yep.
Right? I'm going to eat me some motherfucking Snickers because I like them, and I'm going to keep eating them. I'm going to keep eating them until I'm tired of the fucking Snicker.
Yep.
But I'm not because I like Snickers. I'm not going to go get a motherfucking Almond Joy. I like motherfucking Snickers.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to eat them.
Yep.
Now, if the Snicker leave me,
has that happened?
Then I'm going to go get a motherfucking Milky Way.
I don't think that's
because I like Milky Way, but I like Snickers more. But you get what I'm saying? I like what I like, and I'm not going to go fuck around with nobody else. I'm not going to go get a whole bunch of... I'm not going to be fucking a Reese cup and a motherfucking Payday. I'm going to keep fucking my Snickers.
Right. Until the Snickers decides
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yes.
Right. You get what I'm saying? Because
I
like that Snickers.
A lot. Yeah.
You know, right. So I don't need to fuck around with nobody else, but I don't need this.
But you don't want to be like, this Snickers is my girlfriend.
Exactly.
Who fucking cares?
Who cares?
I'm eating Snickers all the time.
I'm eating the fuck out this Snickers.
Why do I have to be Dion the guy eating the Snickers?
Every day. Right. So, yo, because the Snickers can go do whatever they want to afterwards, right?
Sometimes you marry the Snickers and then it gets left in the car and it melts and it doesn't look like the Snickers that you bought originally. And they make other Snickers that you can get that are younger and don't talk back and don't give you their opinions.
Yeah, and they're fun size.
Fun size Snickers?
And all you
get
are
a handful of those one night.
And you see all the
shit out of them.
Yeah, and you see all the single people out in the street and it just looks like Halloween picking up little different candies. Like, motherfucker! And the Snickers is like, you used to like my nougat. Yeah. Shut up, bitch!
Why don't you just put the Snickers back in the freezer and it's like a whole new woman later?
Shut up! Shut up!
It is.
Because when they're in the freezer, they're really hard to bite into. And I have fake
exactly.
Yes.
I can't fuck around with a frozen Snickers.
It takes a long time.
Yeah, I think people that do that, I think they're control freaks sometimes. I think it's a
with
control
the labels.
Thing. Yeah,
I think people it's a control thing. Snickers.
You're mine. I'm yours. Like, fuck that. If you want to be with me, be with me. If you don't want to, don't. You know
you're just
saying?
A free-spirited guy.
I'm just free-spirited.
I would love to bring Dion out as a lawyer on a date and just be like, I can't explain it and have it sound cool. Dion?
First of all, you need a Snickers.
Oh. That would be funniest. Such a great just drop a Snickers on the table. This is a Snickers. Please go get us drinks.
I come back and you're eating my Snickers.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch with your big muscles.
Pete, turns out I like dark chocolate.
That's right.
Want to get away?
They backed away.
Want to get away?
Ah, you got that.
Why didn't they get George Zimmerman to do one of those commercials?
I don't know.
Like, just want to get away. Like, he'll be a great. Never mind.
Wait, is that
too soon? Do you guys even know who he is?
What's wrong with Hollywood? They haven't gotten Zimmerman in the game. These execs today.
Yo,
when that trial went on, it was so many white people coming up to me going, so sorry. I was like, motherfucker, I ain't killed nobody. What the fuck is...
I know.
Like I lost the trial. They was like this, so sorry. So sorry for your race. I was like...
Did you see the shit where they put fucking Martin Luther King in a hoodie? Like
who?
A poignant image of Martin Luther King wearing a hoodie?
Uh-huh.
The
they
least
did
poignant
that?
Image I've ever...
Oh,
fucking! What is the statement of that? Would you
apple?
Shoot Martin Luther King in a hoodie? Somebody shot him in his suit. What? Are you out of your fucking mind? What if all you had a hoodie on? What? What kind of idiot?
That's
what in a
oh
like, yes,
God.
Obviously, I would.
That's funny. You better write that down, motherfucker.
I did.
You better write that shit. I swear to God, you better write that down. That's funny to the mom.
I was using old Facebooks as conversation.
I'm going to stop telling people that. Did you see Martin Luther King? Bitch, they shot him in a suit. They don't give a fuck about us.
Oh, fuck.
That's funny.
Oh, my God.
You know what? It's been comics, when you hear other comics say funny ass shit, sometimes I don't even laugh at that shit. I just go, God, why not think of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes you better.
That was one of those moments.
Chris Rock said Zimmerman, and he had a good joke. Anyway, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Tell me, I want to hear it.
I'll tell you after the show.
No, it's all good. What other black shit y'all want to know?
You know, I've tried to steer this away from Pete talking and learning about black people this time.
No, ask me anything.
I know you get that a lot.
I'm going to give you the true thing about anything you want to know.
Do you use a washcloth?
Yes, I do use a washcloth.
This is great. Okay, do you season the pan or the omelet?
I season both.
I nailed it.
Really?
Yes.
So brothers, Donnell Rollins and Patrice both seasoned pans. I watch them cook
I do
omelets,
both.
And that's how brothers always season the pan. Do you iron your clothes, your jeans and stuff?
No.
Oh.
But most black people do.
Yeah.
Most black people do. Fucking, they take
most
care
black
of
people
their
will
shit.
Iron the shit out of some shit. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
I don't, though, but yes. But I will iron the shit out of a shirt.
Really?
I iron the fuck out of a shirt, but normal. Not my jeans, though. Anything
Maybe
else?
Maybe a shirt needs ironing. That's not weird. Yep.
Anything else?
Some shitty ass jeans ironing. That's like.
You want to touch my hair?
Oh.
Fuck is wrong with you?
You know what? It's not. I've touched black hair before, so
there it is. But there's white people that be like this, man. I want to touch it. Yeah, you can touch it. Fuck it.
I used to have a joke about the fighting a black dude, and it's a true story. But the first punch I threw, I missed his face by an inch and landed in his high top fade. And it was the first time I'd ever touched a black person's hair. So there was a second where I held my hand there too long, like, holy shit! It's really soft! And this is true. This is a true story. This is true. And if this is bullshit about black people, you call bullshit, but there are a lot of white people. I'm sure you don't know this. Black people, just like crocodiles...
That was a great way to start that.
I'm listening.
Fall asleep when you rub them in the right place. No, I'm kidding. You know what's so funny? I wrote that joke at Riddles in
Don't
Chicago.
Don't ever say that joke ever again.
It's already out there. I wrote that at Riddles in Chicago in an all-black room. I told the true story, and then I got to the end, and I didn't know how to end it. And you know how as a comic, your brain will go, oh, I got something. Start going over there. Uh-huh. It's all black people. I'll never forget this. There's a big... Urban Club in Chicago, and I say if you put their hand, just like crocodiles, and it's silent.
Yeah,
and there's black.
It got dark in there, didn't it?
Oh, and a black.
No,
woman,
for real, you have a whole room full of black people smiling. That's all you see is teeth. Yeah. Soon as somebody says some shit like that, it get real dark.
Can we clap for Dion Cole? Everybody, clap for Dion Cole. The Black Box. Let's plug the Black Box.
Yes, yes, yes.
We are TBS brothers,
and
we've been doing some
brothers.
Promos. I'm excited to be on the network with you, and yes. It's your show, Dion Cole's Black Box. Yes. It's on currently.
Yes,
what,
yes, yes.
What time,
TBS,
what night?
Yes, it comes on TBS on Mondays. We just finished our first season, and it was incredible, incredible run. Thank you for everybody that supported it.
I DVR it, and I watch it on the first day it comes out.
That's really important.
Anyone that DVRs a show, make sure you turn it on and watch it. Because just DVR it doesn't count it. But but it's a great show.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. We're just trying to keep it real as much as possible on there and just give our point of view or whatever. And congratulations to you.
Yeah, man. We're gonna I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We'll have you on the show. You know that, of course. We'll have you all on the show.
Absolutely.
And you too, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm on every episode.
I hope so. Right. You can co-host an episode with me.
Sure.
Because we'll be working that day.
Oh. we're working.
I heard one person in the nicest, friendliest Canadian crowd I've ever seen go, like all I'm doing is trying to figure out if we're done fucking. You know what I mean? Like, is the show over? I think it might be done. Let's have everybody say keep it crispy, and that's how we'll end, starting with Bert.
Keep it crispy.
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 And the crowd, 1, 2, 3. Thank you so much, everybody. How about a round of applause for everybody? Johnny Pemberton, Dion Cole, Kurt Metzger, Nick Turner, Bert Kreischler, and, of course, Arch Barker. I was Pete Holmes. Thank you so much, everybody. I'll be right over there if you want to come say hello. Thanks, everybody.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.